CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 25th of February, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. New amateur radio license conditions are effective. Amateurs are reminded to carry out EMF assessments. The 2024 band plans have been published. Ofcom has released its final decisions following its consultation on the amateur radio licensing framework last year. Revised license conditions became effective on Wednesday, the 21st of February, 2024. The changes to license conditions include the optional use of regional secondary locators, increased transmitter power levels, and provide greater opportunity to bring newcomers into amateur radio. There are approximately 100,000 amateur radio licenses issued by Ofcom in the UK. Ofcom says that it will shortly be contacting all licensees to provide each with their new license document. Ofcom is aiming to reissue all UK amateur radio licenses by the autumn of 2024. To help this process run as efficiently as possible, please ensure that your contact details are up to date in the Ofcom licensing system. Further updates to the amateur radio licensing framework, including the issuing of M8 and M9 intermediate call signs, will be rolled out in two more phases later this year and in the 2024 to 25 year. A video entitled Updating the Amateur Radio Licensing Framework, RSGB Overview of Key Changes, is available in the Ofcom playlist on the RSGB's YouTube channel, which you can find at youtube.com/the RSGB. In it, RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and RSGB Spectrum Forum Chair Murray Nyman, G6JYB, discuss the impact of the new rules. They also describe how the RSGB worked with Ofcom before and during the consultation period to arrive at the best outcome for all UK amateurs. Steve, Murray and many people across the RSGB have also worked hard to engage with individual amateurs and amateur radio clubs and groups to help them prepare for the licensing changes. The RSGB will continue to release information and support for radio amateurs as we all adapt to the new arrangements. You can read more details and guidance on the Ofcom website at tinyurl.com/alpha-romeo-foxtrot-echo-bravo-2024. You can see where that came from, or via the RSGB website at rsgb.org/licensing with an S. Given that increased transmitter power limits are now available to UK licensees, all amateurs are reminded that they are required to carry out EMF assessments. To help you do this, advice and an online EMF calculator can be found at rsgb.org/echo-mic-foxtrot. The RSGB band plans for 2024 were published in the March issue of Radcom. They are also available via the RSGB website at rsgb.org/bandplans. This year's changes support the new Ofcom licensing framework and guidance, particularly in the VHF and UHF bands. All amateurs are reminded to consult the band plans before operating. The list of amateur radio events taking place in British Science Week and the resource suggestions are growing. GB3RS, the radio station at the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park, could be available for QSOs with stations operating as part of British Science Week. Contact the RSGB's BSW coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, at bravo sierra whiskey@rsgb.org.uk, and he will link you with the NRC coordinator, Martin Baker, G0GMB, to make your arrangements. Please continue to send to Ian the resources you'd like to share and details of British Science Week events you're organising, including the times you'll be on the air. The RSGB would like to inspire as many people and groups as possible to get involved. You can access all event and resource details on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/bravo sierra whiskey. The RSGB has been trialling paper wrappers for Radcom as part of its plans to be more environmentally friendly. The Society has been collating feedback and is aware that there have been particular problems with the gluing of the Radcom wrappers this month. Please be assured that the RSGB is discussing this with its supplier to try to resolve the problem before the next issue. During the year when the global landscape shifted once more, with conflicts across the world and economic difficulties touching the lives of individuals, the RSGB was pleased to see that the amateur radio community continues to thrive. It may have changed shape and adapted with the times, but the Society has been there not only to support its members, but to defend the spectrum and provide information for all radio amateurs. In the March Radcom, there's a feature called A Year in Numbers, which shows some of the great things to celebrate, in which the RSGB headquarters staff have often led the way. There is an infographic and a short video with the highlights, and you can read the fuller story from page 40 in Radcom and on the website. Go to rsgb.org/strategy-updates and click on 2023. A Year in Numbers. The April Radcom will show in detail the work of the RSGB committees and other specialist volunteers. The amateur radio license exams will be updated in line with the new license conditions decided by Ofcom this week. Further information about the timing of those changes can be found on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/syllabus2019. Registration is open for the Mills on the Air event, which will take place on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of May. To read more about the event, register, and view a list of stations that are taking part, visit deltaDeltaAlphaRomeoSierra.net and follow the Mills on the Air link. And now for details of others and events. Biggleswade Swap Meet taking place today, Too Far Away, Winter Rally, Red Rose, taking place today, Lancashire, Too Far Away. Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on Sunday the 3rd of March from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. The event will be held at America Hall, Pinho, postcode Echo X-Ray 4, 8 Kappa X-Ray. For more information, contact Pete G3ZVI on 07714-198-374 or email gold3zuluvictoria@yahoo.co.uk. Now the special event news. In celebration of World Radio Day and the 100th anniversary of the start of regular radio broadcasting in Spain, special call sign, here we go, Alpha Oscar 100, Romeo Alpha Delta India Oscar, will be active until the 29th of February. QSL requests should be sent via the Bureau to EA4URE. And celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Radio Amateur Society of Thailand, RAST members are active as Hotel Sierra 60 Romeo Alpha Sierra Tango until the 10th of March. QSL via HS6 MYW. Now the DX News. Bernard, DL2GAC, will be active as Hotel 44 Mike Sierra Malaita, OC047, in the Solomon Islands, until the 25th of April. He will be QRV daily with activity on the 160 to 6 meter bands using SSB and some FT8. QSL via Bernard's home call directly or via the Bureau. He will upload details of his contacts to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Francis F6BWJ is active as Foxtrot Mike / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Whiskey Juliet from Martinique, NA107, until roughly the middle of March. He's operating CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or via the Bureau to his home call. Now the contest news. The French HF Championship, also known as the REF Contest, started at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 24th and ends at 1800 UTC today, Sunday the 25th. Using SSB on the HF bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. French stations send their département number or overseas territory prefix. The CQ 160 meter DX contest started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 23rd and ends at 2200 UTC today the 25th. Using SSB on the 160 meter band, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. American stations send their state and Canadian stations their province. On Monday the 26th, the FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 27th, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 13 centimeter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 28th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. The 144 and 432 MHz contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of March and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of March. Using all modes on the 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Sunday the 3rd, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the microwave bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. The Worked All Britain 80-meter contest will take place on Sunday the 3rd of March, from 1800 to 2200 UTC. Please note that this is an SSB only contest and the exchange's signal report serial number and Worked All Britain area. All entries need to be with the contest manager by the 13th of March. Full contest rules are available on the Worked All Britain website at worked-all-britain.org.uk. And the ARRL International DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 2nd of March and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of March. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and transmitter power. American stations send their state and Canadian stations send their province. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2024. We've had two X-class solar flares over the past few days. The first occurred at 2307 UTC on the 21st of February, so it didn't affect the UK at all. The second erupted at 0632 UTC on the 22nd of February and was too early to affect the ionosphere in this region. However, HF passed to the east may have been affected. However, active region 3590 could cause more problems as it rotates into an Earth-facing position. Look out for more flares and potential coronal mass ejections as we head into the weekend. Another problem is a coronal hole on the solar equator, which was Earth-facing on Friday the 23rd, and could lead to an increased KP index today, 25th, if its associated BZ magnetic field points south. Although there are only two sunspot groups visible, the solar flux index is 170, showing just how potent these spots are. Daytime MUFs over 3,000 km pass are still exceeding 35 MHz, while nighttime MUFs over a similar distance struggle to get above 10 or 11 MHz. With the daytime MUF so high, it's a good opportunity to check for low-power 10-meter beacons. The RSDB's Propagation Studies Committee has just released a new 10-meter beacon list, which has been created from scratch using the reverse beacon network and help from amateurs around the world. The new beacon list, which can be found under the propagation section of the RSDB website at rsdb.org/beacons, should be more useful than its predecessor, as it's based on actual beacons that have been received. But to hear any beacon that is not on the list, please inform Steve, G0KYA, at papasierracharlie.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline a little into the 160s. As for geomagnetic conditions, it all depends on what happens with active region 3590. We could be in for a rough ride. All things could be fine. Let's wait and see. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of unsettled weather continues, and this means that TROPO won't be worth waiting for other than any temporary, short-lived, early morning temperature inversions, especially if accompanied by misty low cloud or fog. The main part of the story is, again, rain scatter, which will have plenty of opportunity to shine in the period to the end of the coming week. Summer thunderstorms are usually full of large raindrops, while winter systems are generally less intense, but in the absence of much else, it's still worth considering for those on the gigahertz bands. The other propagation modes of meteor scatter or aurora are even longer shots, but they may still crop up. The best time for random meteor scatter QSOs is around dawn. And lastly, the doldrums for sporadic eve propagation are still with us, and don't expect too much until we are well into April, even on the 10-meter band. The high solar flux could see some trans-equatorial 50 MHz openings if the KP index remains low, especially for the far south and west of the UK. For EME operators, moon declination starts the weekend positive, but drops negative again on Monday, with apogee, when the moon is at its furthest point from Earth, occurring yesterday, Saturday the 24th. Path losses are at their highest for the month this weekend, 144 MHz sky noises low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, centred on Bristol. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8 p.m. Contact is via golf4kilopapamike.co.uk. Thorndry and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thorndry. This Wednesday, M0TJX will be holding the first in a series of events entitled Shack Talk. in which members describe their personal radio setups. The club is daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is via Terry, M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie dot UK, or mobile 07889 208090. Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club on Monday the 26th of February from 7:30 p.m. The Society's Thursday net takes place via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via Golf for Whiskey Sierra Mike dot club. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595 103, or Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7 p.m. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. On Sundays, there is a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. And contact is via Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie dot Newport at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as not as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf for Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.